This spring, 17-year-old Newark resident Sophia Zhao won a competitive national award for her writing. Recent Charter School of Wilmington graduate and Scholastic Art and Writing Awards Gold Medal Portfolio recipient Sophia Zhao, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me here.
The longest piece in your portfolio is an essay called Meaning of Chinese. You travel to stay with your grandmother in Shanghai, and as you arrive there, you worry about your limited Mandarin language skills. You write, "I begin to ponder over whether this would work, being Chinese." I'm going to ask you to read a little bit at the end, but first, your grandmother does something that surprises you. What happened?
So as we arrived there, the first week she comes up to me and asks, "Will you help me learn English?" And I was very surprised because even when she comes to visit us in America or when we go back to China in previous years, she never talked to us in English. She always speaks to us in Chinese. So I was surprised that she wanted to communicate with us in our own native language.
Can you please read the paragraph starting with, "My grandmother is nearly 80?
My grandmother is nearly 80, yet studies English daily. We still can't hold a perfect conversation, but that's okay. I realized it didn't matter where I started from, whether it be knowing zero phrases or a couple hundred, or how late I started. I could still learn gradually, writing a couple sentences per day and reading children's books out loud, word by word. It was more important that I cared, that I wanted to jot grandma reminders on what to buy for dinner, that I wanted to decipher museum placards and learn about ancient history, that I wanted to strike up richer conversations with the local vendor, that I wanted to mail friends and family cards brimming with love from top to bottom. That is what it means to be Chinese, enough to care."
So you come to this, I guess, discovery of what you think being Chinese enough means. Can you talk a little bit about the feeling when you first got to Shanghai, when you weren't quite sure if you were Chinese enough?
So I guess in my mind, before coming to China, I guess being, quote, Chinese, unquote, enough was being externally Chinese, like practicing the language every day or practicing cultural traditions every day, such as like performance, dance, or anything like that. And when I got to China, I guess I was very insecure about whether I could communicate myself well enough to my relatives and my family friends, especially my language. That's such a pivotal part in connecting with family, and just not being able to write or read well enough. That was very, I guess, dilapidating in what I wanted to show myself to my family there. But like after witnessing my grandmother and how she was trying her best to communicate with us, I understood that, I guess, the practice of using language to understand people is what makes language and culture inevitably so meaningful.
From the writing of yours that I've read, it sounds like identity and connections to other people are, I guess, themes that I see running through it. A lot of your work centers around your grandparents or connections to family and places. How has processing all of that through writing, has it changed sort of your sense of self or who you define yourself to be?
I would say that before I was very defined, but like myself, I would say like what I like to do, like what I want to be. But I think just going back and visiting my family and like reconnecting with my culture, I understood that like identity doesn't always have to come from yourself. It can always come from other people and like your connections and especially family. I think that's very important.
Another just kind of like physical thing I noticed is there's a lot of fruit in your poems. To you, what is the significance of those sorts of objects that you include in your writing?
Well, I think it all, like I had an old poem called Revolution and Devotion from last year, and it started with an orange. I think that like symbolized, I guess, a part of my family, because a long time ago when I was young, my dad would used to tell me a story about like how his like own like great-great-grandparents used to have like an orange farm, but like it all got washed away after the Cultural Revolution in China. And that basically reminded me of like cycles and growth, like especially with fruit, like they die and they grow back again, like they have like layers. And I think that also represents like a person itself with layers and like layers of things, especially with what I mentioned earlier, exterior and interior. That's what a fruit can represent. But also I would say like fruit and plants, they represent growth to me, and as in part of identity, that's also very important for growth and renewal.
When did you start, you know, writing seriously, and what drew you to that medium?
So one of my English teachers in 10th grade introduced a competition, and I entered it and I lost. But like, it also introduced like a new medium to me, because I never took poetry writing seriously. In school, it was always personal essays, like persuasive research. And I think after a time that got boring, and I found poetry very more flexible and more fresh than what I was used to. And I think it was just a way for me to express myself. Creative writing was very liberating for me.
Newark-based writer Sophia Zhao, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.